I'm getting married. He's perfect. It's a disaster. You're crazy, Freddy says as she hands me another drink. Will is adorable. He's got a cool job. He cooks. He's super sweet. He's everything I'm not, I say. He cancels out all my flaws. Ha ha, Freddy says. Nope. We're at a club downtown. It's dark, hot, crowded, and insanely loud. Nicole is playing with her phone at the other end of the table. The rest of the girls are dancing by the DJ booth. You're a pig in a poke, Freddy shouts over the music. You look good on the outside, but buy you and bring you home? She tosses back her drink. Forget it. I sigh. I'm not even sure how things got to this point. Is that right? She jabs at me with one of her pointy purple nails. Did he trick you into saying yes? Did he distract you with, like... She waves her hands in my face. Woo, woo, pretty lights? Then shove the ring on your finger. It was very romantic, I protest. The moonlight, the museum. She nods thoughtfully. When Patrick proposed, he hid the ring in the mouth of his bearskin rug. The one in the foyer? The one in the media room. Why have I not heard this story before? He made me crawl around on the ground, searching for it. She adds, stark naked. I miss Patrick. Also handcuffed, she says, which, you know, helped. I'm about to follow up on this little tidbit when someone sits down next to me. He's cute. I smile at him. He smiles back. I can kill people with my mind, I tell him. He laughs and says, can I buy you a drink? He's British. I fall deeply in love. I reach up and touch his curly hair. Soon we're kissing. He tastes like smoke and bourbon. I could kiss him all night, but Freddy pulls me onto the dance floor. We weave and twist and shimmy. We twirl and bob. We spin each other around. Did you bring las drogas? I shout. She looks surprised. I thought we were cutting back. Winifred, tonight of all nights. She grabs her purse from our table and leads me to the bathroom. When we get back, the cute British guy is gone. Nicole is still texting. Lita and Chelsea and Joy are bouncing up and down in their seats like maniacs, shrieking along with the music, their drinks flying everywhere. I love this. I am so happy right now. I want to have a bachelorette party every week. Let's make prank calls, I say. Let's go to a strip club, Freddy says. Yes, we all yell, except for Nicole, who is still goddamn texting. My phone pings. It's a message from Philip. Wilder, I need you to come in right away. I stand up, a little wobbly. Kiss mommy goodbye, girls. Now? Freddy cries in disbelief. They can't do this. I pat her on the shoulder. I'll be right back. Ha ha, nope. The office is a madhouse. Paralegals racing through the halls with stacks of binders and file folders, night secretaries printing and photocopying like the fate of the world hangs in the balance. I've never shown up to work in this condition before, so everything is strange and new and a little hilarious. I start to laugh, which gets me some dark looks. Then I hit an unexpected pocket of turbulence in the hallway. Oh no, I'm going down. Fortunately, a wall saves me. You know what? Thank God for walls. Whoever put them in this hallway had a lot of foresight. Whoever invented them was a freaking... I slip inside a bathroom and splash water on my face. That's better. I head for my office. The light is on in Lyle's room, so I stop by. There he is, surrounded by piles of paper and greasy takeout containers, banging away at his laptop, looking all sweaty, pale, and infarcted. Lyle and I work on the same litigation team for the same partner. I'm in my second year at the firm, he's in his fifth. You could say we're friendly rivals, kindred spirits, just super, super close.